Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Some breaking news here that's very interesting to me. Nelly came in here. Charles with Wojo. I don't know how to say Adrian's last name. What's his name from ESPN?
Adrian Wojnarowski.
Wojnarowski.
I think that might be wrong, but everybody just calls him Woj.
Yeah, just call him Woj.
Wojnarowski.
He's stepping down as the Adam Schefter of NBA News to become the general manager of St. Bonaventure Basketball.
Yeah, he's going to oversee some NIL stuff for St. Bonaventure.
Does that seem like a slight step down?
Just a little bit. He must be compensated decently well, if that's the move he's making. He said his first byline was 37 years ago. I didn't realize he had been in the business that long.
How old is he?
Well, that's what I was wondering. I thought he was in his maybe late 40s.
I think he's older than that.
He is.
He's 55. So, all right, maybe this is sort of, you know, a lot less pressure. I mean, it'd be one thing if you were going to be the GM of Duke basketball. No offense to St. Bonaventure, which is a school that I absolutely love.
He's a St. Bonaventure alum. So that
He's a
explains
Bonnie.
A lot.
Not far from Buffalo, really not that far from Pittsburgh. When you get right down to it, you can get there in, I think, like 3 hours or so, 3.5. This is interesting to me, though, on a lot of levels. It is. First of all, as I was reading the report, I saw he's going to become general manager, and I thought I was going to see general manager of the Detroit Pistons or something. But colleges now are hiring general managers to handle all this stuff.
Yeah, reading general manager of men's basketball at St. Bonaventure, you think, what? Like, you put a question mark right next to it. Because, like, what does a college basketball team need for a general manager? Like, the AD can't take care of, or the amount of coaches that they have on the coaching staff. This has to be all about recruitment with NIL, making sure that whatever, like for Pitt and Oakland Originals and everything that contributes with the Lions 412 with Pitt. That's pretty much, I guess, what Woj is going to be doing at St. Bonaventure,
well,
maybe as the middleman there.
Does Pitt have a general manager?
No. No, well, but what I'm saying
is... This is one of the things that Heather Like was sort of accused of on her way out, was not embracing NIL like
yes.
It should be embraced. So this is interesting. The statement from Jimmy Pitaro, the chairman at ESPN, I've known and admired Woj since we first worked together at Yahoo in 2007. His work ethic second to none, very talented, fearless, led the industry at ESPN. And while we'll miss his daily output, we completely understand his decision to make a lifestyle change and slow down a bit. We know he'll continue to thrive in his next chapter. How about this?
He broke all the NBA news.
He really did. And that leads to my other question here. Is he the greatest breaking news reporter of the social media era? Who's better, him or Schefter? Are those the only two that come to mind?
Yeah, Rappaport's pretty good too.
He's
but
not in that ballpark.
No. Ken Rosenthal used to, Jeff Passan now, but I mean the longevity that Woj had, whether it be at
it's Woj and
Yahoo,
Schefter. Pick one.
And the ESPN. I'll take Woj.
I'm going to take Woj. Maybe because the NFL market is saturated with other guys who are not, to me at least, nearly on Schefter's level, but it's so widespread and breaking news comes from it. Maybe that actually makes his case better. That when you have so many local reporters embedded and known nationally for breaking news, you know what I mean? Not to mention the national guys. Schefter still breaks tons and tons of stories. But there's also Jay Glazer comes to mind too,
and
guys like that.
Tom Pelissero, and there's Mike Garofolo who have emerged in the last couple of years from just the NFL Network.
So I'm going to go, in the end, I'm going to go Woj, though.
I'll go Woj because Sean Sharania is the only other guy in the NBA who breaks significant news. I mean, Brian Windhorst, I guess a little bit because he's kind of LeBron's guy.
All right, top of the hour, we have Brian Batko. He has an interesting take on the Broderick Jones quote from the other day about, if I'm not starting, I probably shouldn't be playing. I'm interested to hear that and all things Steelers from Dr. Batko. The fan text line. Brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, personal injury law firm, where they always say, there's never a fee unless we get money for you. 50-minute mark on the fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Jeep Dodge, Route 19, Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. And now it's time for Starkey's Card of the Week. A huge moment on the show each week, brought to us by the Baseball Card Castle in Cranberry and our friend General Patton, Jeff Patton. Contests run every Wednesday through Friday right around noon at the 93.7thefan.com contesting page. That's your chance to win the card or cards of the week. Excuse me? Limits, who do you have as your guest for card of the week?
I'm going to go, as he chases a 50-50 season, Shohei Ohtani of the Dodgers.
What a wonderful pick by you. I'm going to go with Rutger McGroarty with the Penguins starting training camp. General, how are you? What do you got?
Gentlemen, good morning. I appreciate you having me today. Both good picks. Lots of stuff going on in the baseball card world. Football getting started has been exciting.
I was kind of kidding on old Rutger, but I thought I'd throw that in there. Please proceed. Well,
let's go a different direction in Penguins. How do you not pay homage to 87? Sid re-upping again. We're giving out a fantastic card this week. I got a Sidney Crosby 2005 Upper Deck Victory rookie card. Very sought-after card. And you know what's really breathtaking about that statement is to think about it being 2005, that he's been a part of
amazing.
The Pittsburgh community for 20 years. It's an amazing thing.
It really is. You should have picked that limit.
I thought about it.
No, you didn't.
No, I actually did because of the contract extension at the beginning of the week.
Yeah, I should have picked it, too.
I thought it was too easy of an
answer. What's he doing in the card?
It's a shot from his mid-ice, shot from the belt up. Tight shot, white Penguins uniform. The reason why I even actually wanted to honor him is, you know, with all the stuff that goes around, maybe we take Sid for granted a little. Not only is he perpetually great, but he's perpetually loyal, which isn't exactly, not just a sports thing, a world thing anymore. And I just hope we don't take him for granted.
Very well said. And thank you, General.
Yes, sir. You guys have a great week. Thank you.
You too, man.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
it
taken
took
care
forever,
of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.